Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode. Sorry that I wasn't recording for a couple days. Just technical difficulties with life. Alright. Today I have 5,931 trophies. Pushed a lot yesterday. 15 wins, 9 losses. So yeah. It was pretty fun. Fairly fun. Almost Piper level 8, so that's pretty great. And let's check out the upcoming events. Gem Grab Double Swoosh, Showdown Treasure Hunt, Brawl Ball Well Cut, Heist Pit Stop, Boss Fight, Metal Scrap, Brawl Ball Field Goal, Hot Zone Golden Hacks. For Gem Grab Double Swoosh, I'm going to recommend Bo Poco Terra. For Showdown Treasure Hunt, I'm going to recommend Crow Leon Bo. Oh my gosh, I might actually fit a Piper in there just for fun. For Brawl Ball Well Cut. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess we're not going to do Brawl Ball Well Cut. Or any of the other events. But we have some news and I don't know about the shop. If there's a lot of like fumbling noise, I'm sorry. I am holding my phone over my bed. Probably shouldn't be. And I'm not recording from the computer. So, yep. Oh, everyone has Boombox Brock in the shop for 39 gems. This is actually pretty good considering that this skin will be moved to the archive soon. So, yeah. But I still wouldn't buy it since it is technically a skin. And if you are going to buy a skin in the shop, just wait for Evil King. I mean, Horus Bell is pretty dope, too. We have 210 power points for 39 gems. Some news, Gale's second star power is out. Gale's second star power is called Second Wind. It's speed boost to friendly brawlers caught in the path of a super. I actually think it has a better description on here. Gale provides a speed boost to teammates that are caught in the path of a super. From the exact time I'm recording this, Nani's come arriving in a day and 8 hours. So that means Nani should be able to be out soon. Sorry, I gotta leave. Just had to reject some. So yeah, season reset, I did pretty good. I'm really close to 8-bit. Caught up on all the trophies I lost from season reset. I'm at tier 35 on the Brawl Pass. Just due to the fact that I haven't been playing a lot. I've been offline at my cabin a lot over the past couple of weeks. And I just haven't really had the time to play. Now, if you haven't checked it out yet, Supercell Make just announced the winners. This is actually, like, I think 2 weeks ago. But I'm actually going to go over the winners because I forgot to. So, the two winners are Zombie B and Archvillain B. And, to be honest with you, I actually think that the top voted skin, Superheroine BB, I believe it's called. No, not Superheroine BB. BB, like, Super Gladiator BB. Yeah, that's the name. Would have won. It was by a person named Mike Blue G, but Archville B was there too. And they just, I think my theory is that he had the two best skins, and they both fit the theme best, I would say. Because Archvillain B was, like, super descriptive of a villain. And if the campaign was B and BB hero and or villain, so yeah. So I think he would have won both, but they just didn't want to do both. So, yeah. Let's get started with the brawler breakdown.
Rosa is my name, Botany's my game.
Hello and welcome to the second segment of today's podcast. I just needed a quick break, but to go eat dinner. But, oops. I didn't want it to be loud for you guys. So today, we are going to be breaking down the Firmware Brawler Rogue. Now, Rosa is in the heavyweight class, and she's rare. I currently have her at rank 19 with 485 trophies, and yeah. Let's get into her description. Her description reads, this boxing botanist will plant her feet and go toe-to-toe. Her super gives her tough, vegan protective gear. The bars is 3 offense, 5 defense, and 1 utility. At power level 6, she has 6,750 health and fast movement speed.
Her regular attack is called Hands of Stone. Rosa throws a flurry of powerful punches with perfect technique. She throws out 3 and the H2575. She has short range and she has very fast reload speed. Her super is called Strong Stuff, and the description read, Rosa gets a second skin of Tough Vine for 3 seconds, decreasing all damage received by 70% for the duration. So, it reduces 70% and it's for 3 seconds if you didn't read that. If you didn't hear that. Her gadget... Hang on, let me just close my door real quick so we don't get disturbed in here. Her gadget is called Grow Light, and it reads, Rosa fertilizes the ground around her and bushes instantly grow to provide great cover. That's 3 charges. One of her star powers is plant life. Rosa recovers 200 health per second while inside a bush. Then her runner wears 30 gloves. Rosa's punches gain 220 damage during her super. Now, usually you want to go with plant life, especially in Snake Prairie. Oh, if you don't use that, like, if you have both, then you're kind of a noob. But, yeah, I mean, thorny gloves can be used in good situations, but a lot of people, like, don't even put that into account and put it as an option. But, yeah. I'm just really admiring the 3D art that Supercell used to create all the Brawl Stars characters. I just think that they did a really, really good job. And all the skins, just, like, how hard do you think this is? I think they also made Supercell make just for, like, kind of a break from the all skin-making process. Because then they give people a month to do the whole thing. Evil Jean is going to look so cool. Oh, and if you haven't heard, on June 6th, it is currently June 3rd, at the time I'm recording this. So, there's going to be a free Jessie skin. No new animations, but the cool part about it is her turret is new. It's, like, thicker. So, basically, we're getting a mini Pam turret, but thick. Alright. So, yeah, I'm really excited for this skin. Ray seemed to be. And so, yeah. I'm super excited for this skin to come out, and I hope all you guys are. I don't even remember what it's called, but it's something to celebrate the release to China. So, make sure to go pick that up for free. I don't know if it's going to be like a Star Shelly skin, but yeah. Ray seems super excited about that. So, that's going to wrap up today's episode. So, thank you guys all so much for watching. And, hey, it would really be helpful if you could leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. And if you have any tips, could you send in a voice message? Just go ahead and do that. If anyone that's listening wants to do collabs or needs a shout out, just go ahead and voice message me. And if you want to include it, then just say so in the title. But yeah, see ya.